Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kind of weird to be talking NBA Finals and no D-Wade and no Udonis Haslam to start with before we get to the retirement and potential retirement of you two. What's it been like watching the NBA Finals for you guys when you get a chance to watch?
I don't watch much. And a lot of times when I watch NBA basketball, I find myself watching from a point of view where I start critiquing instead of enjoying the game. And then I find myself not giving myself a break away from basketball and working my mind and different things like that. So I try to be real selective about the way I watch the game of basketball. But I don't think nobody saw Toronto winning four in a row against Milwaukee. And I don't think nobody saw, you know, the situation going on right now. But obviously, Dwayne and I understand the pressures and, you know, the physical and mental drain of going to consistent finals, you know, being a team that plays the most basketball for 3, 4, 5, whatever years straight. We understand how that takes a toll on you physically and mentally. So with all that being said, I'm not surprised that Toronto is wearing on Golden State right now. And with the injuries, it just makes it a little rough.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I set my clock around when the game's on, but I definitely, as a fan of the game, you know, it's at times where, I turn in and I look and like you said, you kind of watch it from a different perspective. I think for me, the cool parts about it is seeing a guy like Kyle Lowry get an opportunity, you know, and he's took a lot of flack over the years of, you know, certain things that happened. But I think the longer he's been able to play, the more you've been able to see what he brings to the game. And, you know, and everyone wants you, because you're an all-star, to be a superstar. But he's showing you that he's a team player, and he does whatever's needed. So for me, I like to watch certain moments like that, see, you know, guys that get these opportunities that we once had to have our first chances or our time to be, you know, on that stage, and to see what Kawhi Leonard is doing, coming off an injury and coming off a lot of stuff in the media about, you know, San Antonio and what happened and what didn't happen. So it's been some great storylines from that standpoint. And, you know, it's good for the game. You know, right now no one knows what's going to happen. You got a team that is up 3-1. It looks like they can close it out tonight. Then you got a team that you know can win 3 games in a row. So that makes it interesting for our game. And even though I'm not playing the game no more, you want this game to continue to grow, and it's in a good place right now.
All right, so when you do watch, or when you do get a little bit of the glimpse of the finals, you see Kawhi Leonard before. You've seen him. You've seen him in the finals. You've seen him against you guys. He's amazing what kind of player he's turned himself into, where he's the main guy on the team. He was in San Antonio with all those all-stars on the team. And now, again, taking another team to where he is, just kind of how he's become such a great player in this NBA.
Well, the work. You know, I think we've seen it firsthand in 2014 when they beat us. I mean, it was Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, great players, Hall of Famers. Kawhi Leonard was the reason they won that finals. You know, they had guys that did their part, but he at that point, as a young man, maybe 22 years old, you know, he really, you know, stepped up and became a leader of that team. And he's been one of the best players in our game since then. And unfortunately, he had the injury, and that people act like they forgot. But he's just, all he's doing is reminding you, this is what I do. And it's good to see, man, because you know a guy like that who seems to be very humble, loves the game, puts his head down and go to work. He's like a Udonis kind of, you know, character. You root for guys like that, and so it's good to see him, you know, working the way he is.
You got to respect the fact that a guy can take the leap of leading somebody to a championship. You know, that's not easy, you know, for a guy to, you know, come from another situation and to be in a situation where, you know, usually when you get in a trade, it takes a year or two before you're able to push that team over the edge or move the needle. He came in, he fit in right away. You know, I think that team has really benefited from him being there, but also I think he's benefited from being there as well, because there are no Tony Parkers, there are no Manu Ginobilis or Tim Duncan. He is the clear-cut leader of that team, and he was able to take that step this year, and he's proven that he can do that.
I got to tell you, it's been fun for me with you two, watching both come in, and now watching the kids go on to play college football, playing a high level in high school basketball. How much fun has it been for you guys to kind of make that switch from it's about you guys to having kids and watching you run the hills, watching you, Dwayne, coming in late from games and running over to American Heritage to watch your son play?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, when you're young and you have a dream, you want to accomplish that. But you don't have a lot of fun when you're doing it. You're on the grind. When your kid's doing, you're able to enjoy it a little more. So for me, and I know you did as well, we actually able to enjoy the process of our kids making their run to whatever it is they're going to be in life, and we get to enjoy it more. When we in it, when we run in the tracks, when it's 109 degrees outside at UM, when we in Pat Riley training camps, and we don't enjoy that. You know what I mean? It's a part of the process, and you fall in love with the process. But now on this side, I get to enjoy seeing my son play the game that he loves. And, you know, we get to do things together as well and see that. So it's cool. And I can't wait, you know, for all our kids to continue to come up in the pipeline and get an opportunity to be able to follow their careers in life. So I said on social media, my greatest joy is watching my son play the game of basketball. It's even better than any joy that I've had with my individual self. So I love it.
I spent yesterday on my birthday out at the park with my son for baseball, you know, on my birthday. And that's where I wanted to be. You know, it wasn't because I had to be. It was where I wanted to be. Like you said, there's no greater joy than watching those kids, our kids, go out there and be able to do something that they love to do. And for me, you know, it's crazy how priorities change as you get older. You know what I'm saying? So my best days are actually sitting down and watching my kids play the game of basketball, football, and baseball. That's where I get my true joy at. And we do so many things that's about business, that's about work, that those things are the things that we have to miss out on a lot. So those things are priceless for us.
All right, let's get into good stuff, the great food here, and what you guys are doing together here with this new restaurant and adding on to it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, we just believe in, you know, like I said, Dwayne and I have had a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things. Just wasn't right. It wasn't something that both of us believed in collectively and equally. This was something that we believed in collectively and equally, not just because of the concept, but because it's something that as we move forward in our careers, we can always relate to. We can always relate to eating healthy. We can always relate to eating clean. We can always relate to that part of things. And that's something that's still near and dear to us because of what we've done and what we're trying to do now. So that's something that we believe in. It's something we want to push. This is our first one, and we have another one coming.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about this, when we got into this concept, it started as a pizza concept, you know, and, you know, in L.A., we sat down and we was excited about that. But, you know, understanding what the world is today, what's the ask from families, we wanted to kind of broaden that horizon a little bit. So we've been able to open up our menus, have a menu for everybody in the household. We've been able now to start our catering business that's going on. We've been able to now start our brunch business that's about to start next week. So we're excited about expanding. Now, this is our first time in this space together, so we're learning. You know, we're learning the area. We're learning, you know, what it takes to run a restaurant like this, but we also listen to our customer base. So, you know, this is the first one for us, but hopefully, you know, many, many more to come. But we're just excited about this opportunity to do this together, but also bring some to families and an environment to families that we feel is needed.
You guys, thank you very much, man, for spending time with us.
Joe, now I got a question for you. Yeah. What the Dolphins going to do?
listen, it ain't enough video time on this phone for Joe to come up with that synopsis.
Here we go. Here we
you know
go.
What? It's time for me to leave on that note. Go Bears.
Who had the cry joy face last year? You like that one? You like
by
that
the way,
one? I got him with that
hey,
one, didn't I?
By the way, we saw Dwayne down on the side.
I got him.
And they kept going to shots of Dwayne, you know, and then the horse goes down. He hurt his ankle, and I went, we got a shot now, maybe.
That was actually a really good game.
That was a really good game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.